Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Band, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. As a matter of fact, we are His ministers of reconciliation. Amen. Going into the world, reconciling people. Amen. Sharing with people, letting people know God loves them. Amen. And praise God. Thank you, Lord. So we want to welcome all our NBC family, visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And we're going to be talking today about let your light shine for Jesus. I say, well, how do you know it's a light? Yeah, you are the light of the world. Amen. Jesus is the light, but we are His light on this earth. Amen. So we're bringing His light, amen, to the lost, dark world. Amen. Oh, praise God. So anyway, leave change. Leave a new you. Says the Lord is not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available to Him. I know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Know that greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And see yourself the way He sees you. Each and every day, you know what? You're bombarded on a daily basis of negative things. And people belittle you. And they question you and say, you're no good, you're not qualified, you can't. And that bombards your mind all the time. You know what? The Bible says, renew your mind and see yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner, He sees you a champion, and He sees you an overcomer. That's the way He sees you. So see yourself the way He sees you. Not the way the world says, or not the way jealous people talk, you know, but see yourself the way God sees you. And know this, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. You know, on a daily basis, I guarantee you, Jesus went to the Father and says, I'm around all these negative people. I'm around all these hateful people. Father, I need your strength. If Jesus went to the Father, guess what? We need to do the same thing. We can go to our Heavenly Father. He says He is seated at the throne of God, interceding for us, praying for us, because He know He went through the same thing. So we need Him. We just got to renew our minds with the Word of God. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. You know what? I'm excited. I don't know about you, but you got to get excited. Let's make this declaration together. Amen. Grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration. It says, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo. Man, you can say that on a daily basis, man. I'm excited for the things of God. We just sang that. The praise team, man, they sang some good songs. Awesome songs, you know. I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to us. I got a nugget I want to read at you before we get going. And it goes like this. We're going to be talking about let your light shine for Jesus. Well, Jesus, this scripture break goes like this. It says, arise, shine means that you have been doing well where you are, but it's time to step up to another level. Amen. You're climbing up the ladder, the new rung every time. Amen. But you know what they say is new levels, new devils. And they get stronger and stronger. But guess what? My God is bigger. My God is stronger. Amen. And that's why it's so important that you stay full with the Word of God. Amen. Because no matter what the enemy brings, he's already, you got to remind him he's a defeated foe. And you got to remind yourself, you need to take authority. Jesus defeated him and gave us authority. So we need to use our authority. Let him know. Say, you know what? You're a defeated foe. Get under my feet. Amen. Or take a hike. You know, submit yourself to God. You resist Him, meaning you take authority. And you know what He's got to do? He says He's got to flee. He's got to go. Because He's got to honor the Word of God. Amen. So, whew, hallelujah. Bless me. Says God doesn't intend for us to stay where you started. Don't just sit and do nothing. Don't sit on your como se llama and just take it easy. No. He don't intend for you to stay there. He means for you to do get up and do something. Big or small, you're doing it under Him. You're going to be blessed. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. He launches you from there. He says, arise, shine, and press on. That's the key thing. Is you got to press on. When you press on, it means you're going forward. You ain't going backwards. Amen. Woo. Arise means a person is at a lower level than they should be. There is an enemy called average. Don't accept. God is saying, arise, shine, and go past average. You don't have to settle for average. You don't have to settle for normal. He wants you to be bigger and better and go and soar high with the eagles. He says, soar with the eagles. Don't wallow with the pigs in the mud pen, you know. No. Don't scratch with the chickens. He wants you to climb higher and go higher with him. He said, come higher. I have much more to show you and much more for you to do. I have greater plans for you. So arise and shine for him. He's got better plans for you. You know what? The world is going to limit you. The world's going to just say, you can't. You're not qualified. You're not good enough. But Jesus says, I have greater plans for you. Amen. So see yourself that way and know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. So we got to stay, keep ourselves renewed, keep our minds renewed, and know that we can do better for him. God gave his best. He sacrificed his only son. Jesus gave his best. He gave his life so that we could have life. So we got to give our best. We just can't settle for second best. We got to settle for best. We don't want to settle for normal, for average, or being lukewarm for him. We got to stay on fire for God. You know, if you're going to let your light shine, you know, you're going to be on fire. Amen. Hallelujah. If that don't bless you, we got to get you saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. So let's get started. Let your light shine for Jesus. Keep going. Let me see what else I got. I forgot. Jesus is the light of the world. We're talking about this world. Amen. He's our light. Keep going. Says, let your light shine. Let your light and your love for Jesus shine. Says, share Jesus with someone today. It might be their only chance. Amen. You know what? There was nobody else there. And you know what? The Holy Ghost rose up in you and says, tell them I love them. Oh, no. You know, something was telling me to share Jesus with them. But you just didn't let your light shine. You just held back because I'm not good enough. Well, Jesus wants to use you, but you got to open your mouth. Amen. And it wasn't something telling you. It was the Holy Ghost telling you. You're a child of God. You're born again. You got the Holy Ghost in you. Amen. It's telling you, let them know, you know what? See, they could have said, if I don't hear from God today, I'm just going to blow my head away. I'm just going to kill myself. And you had an opportunity to share Jesus with them, and you blew it. But you know what? He'll forgive you. But you know what? Don't hold back. You know, when we was out in the world, man, we blew out everything. We said everything. We said everything. It don't matter who hurt or who got hurt. We just shared it. Well, when God is telling you to share, don't hold back. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. That blesses me too. Keep going. Okay. Let me read you this. It says, we just sang this one too. It blessed me. And we used to sing this all the time. We taught children for 30 plus years. Amen. And this is one of their favorite songs. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know, don't let the world, don't let people, don't let nobody, don't let Satan hold you back or blow your light out. Don't let nobody blow your light out. The only one that can blow your light out is yourself by staying dull, dim, and lazy. Amen. You don't want to do that. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Amen. So praise God. You know what? You let all these little lights shine. Guess what? It's going to be a big light. Because we're the body of Christ. Amen. It's a big light. Amen. Praise God. But I put this up there, Psalms 118:24, and you can write these down. You can go over them again. But easy to read verse. It says, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be happy today. Amen. On a daily basis. And New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. I, Jose, put your name there, will rejoice and be glad in it. And I wrote this on the bottom here. He says, rejoice, be glad, and let your light shine for Jesus. And you know what? You're going to be happy. You're going to be joyful. You're going to let your light shine, you know? I'm shining. Why are you shining so much? Because I have Jesus in me. Amen. And he wants to bless you. Amen. And all you need to do is confess him as Lord and Savior, and you're going to be shining for Jesus too. Amen. But you know what, people? This world is going to try to put your light out. Yeah. Distraction, sin, all kinds of things. Yeah. Don't let nobody put your light out. Amen. Oh. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going. These are good. Matthew 5:14-16, New King James says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." Says, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket." I says, "But a lampstand, and give it light to all who are in the house." Amen. I mean, these lights are great. You know, they just shine and brighten up everything. So you are His light in this dark world. Amen. And you're not going to be under a basket, you know. Don't hide yourself. Amen. They don't hide themselves when they want to share with you. They'll just tell you where to go in a heartbeat. Amen. And I ain't going to hell, you know why? Because I'm a child of God. And I know where I'm going. They don't know where they're going. But I'm going to share Jesus with them. It says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify Father in heaven." Amen. In a nutshell, it says, Matthew 5:16 says, tells us that we as believers, we ought to let our light shine before men. Amen. And I wrote this on the side here. It says, "Don't be shy, dull or dim, but shine for Jesus on a daily basis." Amen. You have a choice. Amen. Choose to please Him. And we say it like this: be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. Since you know what? I'm going to live my life the way He wants me to live. And it's going to rub some people the wrong way. But that's okay. I'm going to be in His example. And I'm going to be His light in this dark world. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Keep going. So John 8:12, New King James says, "Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness." Amen. "But have the light of life." You know what? The greater one is in you. You're not going to be in darkness anymore. The scripture that tells us, He says, "You know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free." It's going to set you free from mindsets. It's going to set you free from traditions. You know, people are going to tell you, this is the way it should be done. But the Word of God says, this is the way it is. And this is the way it's going to be done. So, know what the Word of God says and go with what the Word, not with what people or traditions or mindsets tells you. Amen. You go by what the Word of God says. It says it's going to set you free. Amen. So, I'm going to free to do what God wants me to do and be on fire for Him and be His light wherever I happen to go, because everywhere you go, there's darkness. Amen. And people are going to see, you know, some people, they don't have to hear you say anything. They just know something different about her, something different about him. What is it? Man, it's something about you, you know, it just shines out. It's him. It's him. Amen. Praise God. Amplify says once more, Jesus addressed the crowd. He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Ooh, man. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. The greater one is in me. Keep going. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Amen. Ooh, all these, man, they're just talking about Jesus being our light. Amen. He is the light of this world. Amen. Ooh, praise God. Keep going, Kirby. Wait. It says Ephesians 5:8 says, "In the past you were full of darkness, but now you are full of light in the Lord. So live like children who belong to the light." And we belong to Him. Keep going. I'm not going to read all of them to you, but this is something that you need to know. 1 Peter 2:9, New Living Translation says, "But you are not like that. You are a chosen people." Amen. A chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. And He's called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Amen. You need to be grateful. Amen. Have an attitude of gratitude and say, thank you, Lord, for pulling me out of that mud pen, pulling me out of the what I was in. And thank God, you know what? He forgives and forget. And you need to do the same thing. Forgive yourself, forget about it, and press on with the things of God. The New King James says this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people. See yourself the way He sees you. You're special to Him. Amen. And He loves you very much, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. So you know what? You don't have to go back to the same old stuff. Amen. You know what? If you've committed sin, if you've done sin, if you've fallen, all you need to do is go to Him and confess and say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. And you know what? He's going to cleanse you. He's going to forgive and forget. And it's time for you to get up and press on. Amen. It's not just know. That's what you need to do. Keep going. These are good. Psalms 119:105. You are, it says, your word is a lamp unto a lamp that guides my steps, a light that shows the path I should take. And the New King James says, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. He's going to guide your steps, amen, wherever you go. He's the lamp. He's lighting your way. So you know what? You want to stay in touch with Him. You want to stay in it's called relationship. And that's what Christianity is all about, being in relationship with your Heavenly Father. Know Him, not just know about Him, but knowing Him because He already knows you. Amen. And we just read this one a few minutes ago, but it's Isaiah 6:1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen up on you. Let the glory of God, let the light of God rise up in you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Be His lights wherever you happen to be. Keep going. And this is what He wants us to do. One more. Go one more. Keep going. Right there. And He said to them, amen. Now He's saying to them, He says, I'm going to go, but I'm going to send the Holy Ghost to you. And then He says this. He said to them, go into all the world. All the world. Let me see what I wrote here. He says, go into all the world and tell every creature. This is what the Word of God says. Calls us creatures. You didn't know that. Huh? He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I put all people. Because that's what we got in this world. All kinds of creatures. We got all kinds of peoples. Amen. We may be different sizes, different height, or different color. But it doesn't matter. We're God's people. If you confess Him as Lord and Savior, you know what? We're brothers and sisters in Christ. And there shouldn't be no division among us. Amen. Woo, we serve the same God. So we need to come together and preach His word and bring His light to this dark world. Amen. Says He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to what? Every creature. All people. Not just who you pick and choose. For that God so loved the world that He sacrificed His only Son. For all people. Not just certain people. All people. Amen. He says, number one says, go bring my light into this dark and sinful world. Go light your world for Him. Where He sends you, wherever you are, wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you shop, your family, your friends, your enemies. You are His special person. You are His light wherever you happen to go. You don't have to go overseas. You don't have to go across the world because you can pray for them. But your world is right here where you live. And be His light wherever you happen to be. Amen. So you know what? Let's not be pretenders. Let's be participators. Amen. Participating and being a light wherever you happen to go. Amen. So we don't pretend to be Christians only on Sundays. We're Christians or believers 24/7. All day, all night, all year long. Amen. So, praise God. Whew, that's good. Keep going, Carmen. Isaiah 6:8, New Living Translation says, Then I heard the Lord asking, who am I going to send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us? I said, you can put your name there. Jose said, here I am, send me. Amen. So, you know what? The people say, you're not good enough. You're not qualified. But God is saying, you're saying, Lord, here am I, send me. You're making yourself available. He wants you to be an available person. I am here, Lord. Use me. Amen. The King James says, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, who am I going to send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. So you know that me, you put your name there. You know, if you open your Bible, you find a scripture, and you scratch me, just write a line through it and put your name there. Personalize that Bible. Make it read you. I'm talking about me and my God. Amen. Praise God. Jesus says, I want to send you, Jose. Be available. Be ready. Be passionate when it's time to be loving, serving, living for me, and go light the world for me. Amen. So, you know what? When you have a relationship for him, he's going to send you. Amen. He's not going to call nobody else. Listen, people, including believers, are passionate about everything and anything except God. And you know what? Just yesterday, I was checking up some scores. High school football, college football, and professional football has started. So guess what? I checked on that before. I checked on my God. But I checked on that, and guess what? We're interested in all these things. We need to be more interested in him. Amen. It says people, all people, including believers. So be passionate about, we're passionate about worldly things, but godly things, but not godly things. That's a no-no. Amen. That's just like being lukewarm. Amen. We just can't play church. Amen. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. You're called, you're anointed, and you're equipped. And he has called you to go. Amen. So don't deny that. So be available. Be ready. Be passionate. Let your life shine for Jesus on a daily basis. Not just once in a while. Not just when you come to church. But on a daily basis, you're a child of God. And you got to let your life shine for him on a daily basis. Amen. It says, it's never boring, never lonely, never uninterested, never unexcited, never dull, never being lukewarm. Don't allow yourself to go there. Amen. When you see yourself going down, it's time to say, you know, I got to renew my mind. I got to renew my mind with the Word of God, because this world is going to pull you down. It's going to drag you down if you let it. Amen. And you got to use the Word and say, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to give in to that. I got to stir myself up, keep myself stirred up, keep myself lit, and let my light shine for Jesus. Amen. Say, stay lit, stay on fire, stay stirred up. Soaring high as eagles with him, soaring over cares, over anxieties, over problems, not scratching with chickens, but wallowing in the mud with the pigs. Amen. And Isaiah, another Isaiah 4:30, we read it last week, but it says this, but those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. So we're going to, you know, we're going to soar over the problems. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God is bigger than anything coming against you. And you know what? We're on God's team. We're on God's winning team. And we're not going to let these things take us down. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. So set your priorities right on a daily basis, seeking him first. And Matthew 6:33 in the NIV. I like the NIV. The way it reads, and it says, but seek first his kingdom, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. And 34 says this, therefore do not worry about tomorrow. We're always worried about tomorrow. We're worried about next week. We're worried about next year. No, he says, don't even worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. So don't give in to that. You know, we're going to live this day, and we're going to live this day for Jesus, and we're going to let our light shine on a daily basis for him. So I'm not going to be concerned about that. This is what he's telling me to do. I'm going to do what the Word of God says. Amen. Don't even go there. Amen. Don't even go there. Set your priorities right. And no more excuses. No more excuses. You do the next one, Carmen. It says sin. Bad excuses, bad distractions, bad habits, dream killers will take you further than you want to go. Keep you longer than you want to stay. And cost you more than you can pay. Amen. Remember, Jesus went to the cross. He paid a debt he didn't owe. And I owe a debt I cannot pay. So the best thing to do is line up with what the Word of God says and be His light in this world. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you, Lord. God is not looking for perfect people, but He's looking for available people. Send me kind of people. Send me, Lord. Send me, Lord. No, it says send me, Lord. We're pointing to somebody else, you know. Send me, Lord. Yeah, that's what He wants to hear. It says, available people, send me kind of people, ready and passionate to go light your world for Him. Lord, send me. I'm available. I'm ready to serve, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be used and readily accessible. Readily means this. Readily means eagerly, enthusiastically, cheerfully, gladly, and willingly. And you know what? One day in heaven, the Father called the Son and said, Son, I'm going to send you to earth and I'm going to sacrifice you because I want my people back. And Jesus was eagerly, enthusiastically, cheerfully, gladly, and willingly and says, not my will, but your will be done, Father. I'll do it. And you know what? The whole time he was here, he didn't complain. He just says, Lord, Father, I need your strength. And he went all the way to the cross. And you know what? He was beaten. He put stripes on his back. He was speared on the side. And before he gave himself back to the Father, he says, Father, forgive. So who are we to hold anything against anybody? He says, forgive him. Before he gave himself back to the Father, he says, forgive him. Don't hold this against him, you know. He came and fulfilled what he came to do. And you know what? What he did, we can do also. Amen. So we can't hold anything against anybody. Be passionate. Be fired up about serving, about shining, about obeying him. Be excited and motivated and enthused for him. Stirred up daily, hungry and thirsty for him daily, and readily to go light your world for him on a daily basis. Amen. Oh, man. Hallelujah. And you know what? As a matter of fact, okay. Then this is what we were talking about for God. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him would not perish, but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we're going to close with this one and go to the next one, Carmen. This one right here, where God says, Lord, send me. I'm ready to go light my world for you, Lord. Jesus, our greatest example, our greatest role model, passionate to fulfill his mission, passionate to fulfill what the Father sent him to do. You know what? He didn't have to leave heaven. It was perfect up there. So why volunteer to come and give yourself up as a sacrifice for this ugly world? Come on now. He paid it again. He paid a price he didn't owe, and we owe a debt we cannot pay. But Ephesians 5, 1 and 2 says this. Says, be imitators of God. You know, everybody wants to copy. But God didn't make you to be a copy. God made you an original. So be the original God made you to be. You don't have to be like somebody else. God has gifted us different. And you specialize in things I can't do. And I do things that you cannot do. But you know what? As a body of Christ, we come together and we support each other. And then we love each other in unity and have faith. Amen. We can do it. We can all come together and do what God has called us to do. And we don't have to envy any one of us. Amen. It says, therefore, become imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example as well-beloved children. Imitate their Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He's our greatest example. Amen. So, and verse 2 says, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another. Practice empathy and compassion unselfishly, seeking the best of for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, and offering a sacrifice to God, slain for you, so that it became a sweet fragrance. Amen. So let's remember this. We're going to close there. Amen. We're going to close there and just know that God loves you and he wants you to be his light in this world. Amen. And in closing, Matthew 5:14 says this. It says, you are light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your goodness, deeds, and praise your Father in heaven. Amen. So let's remember that. People of the world are watching, your co-workers, your families, your church. Everybody's watching. Amen. So watch your words, watch your actions. It only takes a spark to get that fire going. So let your light shine and don't never let your fire go out. Amen. Amen. We got to renew our minds and we got to get in the Word, study, meditate on it, and keep ourselves filled. Don't let yourself run empty. Amen. A car is a great instrument, you know, but it takes gas to run it. And if you don't put no gas in it, it's not going to be a good tool for you. But if you keep it full to overflow, amen, we got to stay full to overflow so that we can continue to be his light in this dark world. Amen. So don't let it be dim, low, light for Jesus. Stay charged up. Keep the flame going. Amen. And again, let your light shine for Jesus. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you watching, those of you listening, amen. Listen, if you have never accepted Christ, now is the time. Or if you've fallen and need to rededicate yourself back to him, you've sinned. And all you need to do is just say, Father, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's going to forgive, forget, and he's going to receive you. And he's going to say, go and be light for me in this world. Amen. But you got to go and find yourself a Bible-based church where they study the Word. And you get you a Bible and read the Word and get the Word of God in you so it can flow out of you. Amen. So let's remember that if you have sickness in your body, know that by Jesus' stripes you are healed. He was put on the cross. He was crucified and put stripes on his back. And the Bible says, by his stripes you are healed. So see yourself well, see yourself healed. No malfunctions in your body. Everything function in the way he created you to function. Amen. So we got to stay healthy and we got to stay on fire and we got to be his light so we can press on and be his light wherever we go. Amen. So praise God. And it's time to give. So if you go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, hit that donate button. If you're going to mail NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. For Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend. God bless you. We love you. And remember, you are his light in this world. Amen. So praise God. We love you. God bless.